I am sure that many of us here have, from time to time, experienced a headache. At such times, it feels like our temples are throbbing. Sometimes it feels like our head is being squeezed because of the pressure. And we know how a headache can really throw our whole day off. And headaches can be caused by physical pain, exhaustion, dehydration, and sometimes even stress. And then sometimes, my dear faithful, headaches are simply crosses sent to us from God. They are, as St. Francis de Sales says, gifts from his heart to help us turn to him. When we think about it, our worst headache wouldn't even begin to compare with what our divine Savior suffered on the cross. Imagine the pain in Christ's sacred head pierced with sharp thorns. Every time he tried to rest his sacred head against the cross, some of the thorns drove deeper and the pain grew sharper. And the wounds in his hands and feet were the only support of his body. And as hour after hour passed, those wounds grew bigger and more painful. The torture of crucifixion is the most intense and prolonged torture known to man. And this is really because of the position of the body. The position of the body is unnatural. Just to have one's arms outstretched for an hour is torture. And then not to mention having the hands and feet pierced with rough nails at the very spots where there are highly sensitive nerves. And then because of this loss of blood and perspiration, there would have been in our divine Savior an intolerable pounding headache. And the physical pain of our Savior suffered was so bad, and he felt it so intensely, that naturally or humanly speaking, it would seem as though God had forgotten about him. And so our divine Savior prayed the fourth word from the cross, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Now we know, my dear faithful, God did not forsake Christ. And Christ was not despairing. But rather, Christ was showing us that in those situations, in those desperate situations, when it may seem as though God has forgotten us, that seems that God has forsaken us, we must nevertheless persevere and turn to him in prayer. The cause of this cry from Christ on the cross was the absence of all consolation. Our divine Savior really wanted to experience our loneliness in all its bitterness. You see, my dear faithful, our Lord, the Sacred Heart, knows what it is like to suffer. We can never turn to the Sacred Heart and say, you don't really understand. You don't know what it is to suffer. Because we look at the cross and we see that he does know. He knows how we feel when we suffer abandonment, when we suffer loneliness. He knows what it feels to have overwhelming sorrows, even as the loss of a loved one. All those trials in our lives, he knows. Even a simple headache. But amidst our sufferings, God does not forget us. Though at times we may feel so alone, and at times it may seem that God does not hear our prayers, we must always remember that the Sacred Heart never forsakes us. He loves us, and because he does love us as God, sometimes he wants us to feel some of the pain that he himself experienced on the cross. He sends us crosses, so for one reason, so that we do not become attached to the world. He sends us crosses so that we could prove our love, to give us an opportunity to prove our love for him by our perseverance. And my dear faithful, we must always remember that we cannot have the glories of the resurrection. We cannot have paradise if we do not first have the cross. Sometimes we may be tempted to ask why, when we are going through such pain and trials. But my dear faithful, we must strive to never give into this temptation of the devil. Strive never to question God, but rather to place our trust and confidence in his loving providence. Remember that God permits pains and contradictions when we don't get things our way. He permits these things for our greater good. Let us then, my dear faithful, strive as best as we can at such times to turn to Christ, to turn to our crucified Christ in prayer, to ask him for his help and his strength, acknowledging that God is all wise and that he is all good. In fact, that is why St. James the Apostle says in his epistle, he says, "Is any of you sad? Is any of you sad? Let him pray." And so, my dear faithful, whenever we have heartaches or headaches, trials and crosses in life, and we will, because God loves us, he wants us to share in the cross. Remember to go to Christ in prayer, asking for the grace we need to bear our sufferings patiently. It may seem like he has forgotten us, but we must always remember that the Sacred Heart, who is pierced for love of us, the Sacred Heart will never abandon us.